My name is Andrew Mines. The date is March 4th. It's about 4:45. We're at Luciatis Middle School with William Penn. First of all, William, just wanted to ask, when and where were you born?
1940.
1940, you said Baltimore, Maryland?
Baltimore, Maryland, yeah.
When did you come to Roanoke?
When I was about seven.
Seven? Why'd you come? Family reasons?
Family reasons.
What do you mean by family reasons?
My mother lived, well, at that time we lived in New Jersey, and I had an aunt down here. She was living by herself, so my mother moved down to stay with her, and of course I came with her.
Okay. Where'd you live in Roanoke?
That was on 308 Gilmer Avenue, Northwest.
Great, great. I'm talking about your family. I mean, your brothers, sisters?
I don't have any brothers and sisters.
No child. What about your mom?
She's deceased.
Extended family in Roanoke?
I had cousins. They at that time they lived on Rugby Boulevard. Now they're all over on the pad. One lives on Fish Forest Park, and couples in Maryland. And that's about all I know about them.
Oh, wow. What did you do? A lot of activities in Roanoke growing up, or anything particular?
Played football, sandlot. A little basketball, fishing. We went fishing down the Roanoke River. That's about it.
What kind of work did your family do, your mom?
My mother, she domestic. And I think she worked downtown at Samuel Spiegel. That was a fur company back then.
Oh, really?
And she worked in there doing something. I don't know what she did.
That's what she did for her whole life, pretty much.
Yes.
Gotcha. And you started going to school in Roanoke when you were seven, right?
No, I was in school. I started off at Harrison.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Can you explain school life, or what you remember, anything about school?
Harrison was from the, I think it was the fifth through the sixth. Think. Then you went to Booker T from 7 to 8. Then you came over here to Addison from 9 to the 12th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Did you walk to school or take a bus to school?
I walked to school.
Walked?
That being where no buses.
With no bus?
Not on this side there.
So, what was anything about school you remember or growing up? Or
at which school?
Harrison or early on?
No, Harrison Elementary was what I consider elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Booker T. Jr. was the junior high school then. And like I said, we played basketball.
Yeah.
And fun as kids do back then.
Yeah. How many schooling did you complete?
12th grade.
12th grade. Did anyone in your family attend college?
Me? I mean, that just semester here and semester there.
Yeah, semester where you were. What about your home life with your mom? Anything in there, like, what do you remember? Getting a telephone or getting a refrigerator or anything like that?
Do what?
Getting a telephone or a refrigerator or anything growing up, you remember?
We had a telephone, we had a refrigerator, the stove.
Yeah.
Everything, but it was nothing exceptional about it. You know, you get your phone calls, you know, like teenagers do.
Yeah. Yeah. Evening activities, being growing up, even past elementary, as you got older, was it still football or fishing or anything else you remember?
Well, as you grow up, I see, like when I got to Addison,
mm-hmm.
you had your hot rod clubs. I was in that. And then you had
what's a hot rod club, sorry?
Well, you know, cars.
Just
hot rod cars.
Okay.
We used to be in today. And baseball. Well, we played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And your football games and your basketball games here at school.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was in the band. I forgot about that.
Oh, you were?
And you travel with the band. New York, places like that.
You played in the sports and in the band?
Mm-hmm. I didn't play football here.
Oh.
I played sandlot football. But when I got to high school, I got in the band.
What instrument?
Trumpet.
Where'd you travel to?
Oh, we went all over. We went with the football teams wherever they went, like Lynchburg, Martinsville, Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the winter, you turned it into an orchestra then. Went to New York. That's the only trip I went with them.
Wow.
And we went to Lynchburg. And that's about it.
Really? Did you play any sports in high school?
Just a band. Mm-hmm.
Great. Growing up, I mean, with Jamie, chores around the house you did you have to do more?
I had to do dishes.
Dishes?
Yeah, I had to do dishes, carry out the trash. And on weekends, I think I had to wash windows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I had a part-time job.
Okay, what'd you do?
The first one was downtown at a shoe store, just vacuum cleaned up. Did you enjoy your work?
You got, and when, how old were you when you got that job?
About 14, 15.
Did that on weekends?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I ain't doing the week.
Oh, really? How many hours did you work?
About two.
2 hours?
About 4 to 6, something like that.
Mm-hmm. How much did you get paid?
I can't even remember.
Not really.
No.
Are there any family stories that passed down you remember, or anything about your mom's parents or anything like that?
Well, her mother lived in Ohio. She used to visit us once a year during the summer. Mm-hmm. As far as recipes and stuff in there and all that stuff, I wasn't into that.
Don't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Where was she from in Ohio?
Canton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you or your spouse or children ever serve in the military?
I did.
You did?
Army.
Army. When did you serve?
When did I go in? I spent 5.5 years in. And I think I went in 60. I got out in 65. So I had to go in about graduating in 60, but maybe 61. Yeah, about 61.
Where'd you serve?
I went here, Texas, Oklahoma, and Germany.
Oh, wow. What business and shops did you frequently visit growing up? Roanoke, do you remember anything going anywhere?
As businesses, what you mean?
Restaurants or places downtown you went for like on weekends for fun.
Well, back then downtown, you didn't go down. We didn't go down there to eat. You ate on this side of town.
Oh, really?
You didn't have those places you go now. I'm trying to think. You didn't have McDonald's. I don't think you had McDonald's out there then. Couldn't think about it. No. Everything was on this side. Your movies was over here. Movies, you know where Henry Street is?
Yeah.
And you know where the bridge, where you go across that bridge? Okay, you come back this way a block and turn left. Mm-hmm. That's where your movies was.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't know what's down there now. But your movies was there. And if you went out for dinner, I can't remember where you went. Went up on Henry Street, everyone wanted to go up there. Or Nick's or someplace like that.
What was downtown?
Same thing it is now.
Oh, really?
Your movies, for y'all people, 5 and 10 cents. So, I mean, you could go down there to your 5 cent stores.
Yeah.
Shoe stores, tailors, that's where you go to buy your clothes anyway.
Yeah.
Everything you needed down there, you had to go across the bridge.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So African Americans were allowed downtown?
Yeah, you was allowed downtown, but you wasn't allowed to go into them fancy restaurants.
Oh, really?
Not during that time. That came a little later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, gotcha. Great. Do you have like a fond childhood memory or anything that comes back? A favorite holiday event or a family vacation? Did you kind of go anywhere?
I used to go to Ohio.
Okay.
To visit my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey, I used to go up there to Asbury Park, that's where we came from. We did, now speaking of that, now Roanoke, you know, what's that movie there on Jefferson Street? I don't think it's there anymore. I forgot the name of it. They would let you go in, but you had to go around the back.
Really?
Yeah, you had to go around the back.
Wow.
I remember that. I never went to it, but that's where you go.
Wow. Gotcha. What kind of work have you done in your life?
Let's see. I used to work out at the airport. Mm-hmm. That was when I was in high school. Okay. And I got my first car my freshman year of high school. You didn't ask me that. But anyway, I worked out there. And I think I worked out there the whole time I went to high school. Then I went in the Army. Okay, I got out and I worked at Johnson Copper. That was the furniture. Mm-hmm. Then I went with the police department, Roanoke Police Department. And I stayed on there maybe a year or so. I quit there, personal problem. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Richmond.
Oh.
And I worked in the Department of Corrections. Finished that, I spent 30 years there.
Oh wow, what's the Department of Corrections?
Prisons.
Okay.
And I spent 30 years there and I retired from there in 06.
Okay. So in high school you worked at the airport and you were in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had a pretty full schedule probably in high school.
Yeah.
Pretty packed.
Yeah, it was okay.
Mm-hmm. It was alright. What did you do at the airport?
I worked in the kitchen. They had a restaurant called the Eagle's Nest.
Oh, really?
And worked in the kitchen sometimes. Helped the short order cook, dishes, mm-hmm. stuff like that, for 2 or 3 hours in the evening.
Gotcha. In Roanoke, have you ever visited the public library or ever
anything
like that?
Yeah, but I was after high school.
Oh, really?
But I went to the library. But our library used to be down here on Melrose.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I never went downtown to their library, no. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Was that split again?
Hmm?
Was that?
Yeah, you could go to the library. I believe you could go to the library. Yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, growing up, did you have any role models, anybody you kind of looked up to or had any...
What, here in Roanoke?
Thanks to anybody, really.
You know, like your football players, I don't know which style
really?
Was like that time. Or, but, you know, Martin Luther King was mm-hmm. there. And the group that they used to travel, you know, when they went to the restaurants trying to bring in the segregation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they came through Roanoke once, and they all met up here to... Oh boy, Watts' restaurant up on Loudoun, and they were going through, and they was going somewhere, and I just happened to be there that night.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. That was real good.
What was that like? What happened? Like what took place?
Well, they was sitting talking. Most likely, their what had happened before, and what they expected, where they were going, something of that nature.
Great. And even as you remember Roanoke, I mean, back when you were younger, how has it changed, major changes in Roanoke?
Okay, now your downtown has all been taken out. They done moved out to your malls. Mm-hmm. This school, for instance,
yeah.
I didn't recognize when I walked in.
Really?
So you know how much things have changed.
Yeah.
Your housings have changed. You know, people have moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really sit here and be honest and say they changed for the better. I mean...
Really?
Back then, everything was smooth, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know how things are now. So I don't know if that makes a change for the better or worse, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And even in, like, growing up in Roanoke, was segregation something that you felt, like, a lot in your life, or was it something that you didn't really realize? Or?
Well, I didn't know too much about it until I moved down here. I was born in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But I was practically raised in New Jersey until I was about 7 or 8 until we came down here. Now, segregation didn't hit me until I came down here. I didn't know. Because we went to school with whites, Chinese, everybody.
Yeah.
But when I moved down here, all that changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to learn by doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to that movie one time and,
really?
In the front. And they say, we can't serve you, you can't go right back.
Oh, wow.
So I went on back across the bridge. And things like that, and then you had your water fountains in your drugstore, I mean, in your 5 and 10, mm-hmm. colored and white. I don't know if y'all remember that, but that was there then. And, well, all that's been torn down. You don't have that no more. Mm-hmm. But they were there then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about school? Was school different, or was it split? Or
school was split. You didn't have no whites going to school, no white teachers.
Wow. Up until high school?
I'm talking about high school.
Oh, really?
When I finished high school, you had no white students and no white teachers.
Oh, wow. Do you remember the closing of Silk Mills?
What's the name of?
How that affected the community? I mean, I just know that the Silk Mills closed.
I know where I'm thinking where they were, but that didn't close till when, early 70s?
Mm-hmm. That year, yeah.
Was that when it closed? Mm-hmm. The only thing I can imagine is put a lot of people out of work. Yeah. Just like Johnson Copper, where I used to work.
First.
Now, that closed, there was it wasn't a store, it was where they made it.
Okay.
Manufacturing company. And that closed down. And like I'm saying, they probably got a lot of people out of work. But your main thing in Roanoke back then was your railroad. That's what supported Roanoke. And mostly all your adults during that time, they probably tried to work for Roanoke. They wasn't Roanoke, if it wasn't North and Western, they were teachers.
Really?
That's where you was asking me about people you looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
That was what we had to look at.
Oh, really?
The parents, if they didn't work for the railroad and they didn't work for the teachers, then you considered, you know,
really?
You're lower class.
So if your parents worked for railroads, you were considered lower
class?
Yeah,
you was, yeah. I guess you.
Oh.
What jobs were available? I mean, you just kind of said a little bit, but for like men and even women in Roanoke.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out, like your police department, when I got on it, which was in the early part of the 70s, I believe, maybe 70, 71. It wasn't about three other blacks on there, three or four at the most.
Really?
So that was just opening up, mm-hmm. or maybe in the last 2 years before that. And I think your fire department at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, teaching and all that, you know, that was coming anyway. So that started, everything I get started in about middle 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Everything started opening up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then even I think one of the cool things is about you growing up playing in the band and being in football. Do you remember, did your school have a football team?
What, here?
Where you went for high school.
But I went to high school here, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
So you just played Sandlot?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were there other football games that came through? You watched football on TV or?
Oh, we watched on TV. I went through that, through the games I just played and other teams played.
Mm-hmm. Watched
mm-hmm.
some of the games.
Mm-hmm.
And then even like when traveling with the band, you said you went to New York
mm-hmm.
and things like that. Did you notice that it was like, once again, different, like in terms of just segregation and just things?
Well,
like
New York wasn't. No. But down here, well, you kind of knew where you know, your boundaries were. So, I mean, it didn't bother me as much as it bothered some other people.
Really?
But you kind of knew, you know, where to be and where, you know, what to do.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't that bad. So, it wasn't that bad to me.
Really?
Now, before me, I guess the kids had it harder
because
mm-hmm. they couldn't do much as we did.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids had it much easier than we did. So it was one of them time things.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And then was there anything that, any like racial tensions you remember growing up, or something just broke out, or something happened, or was it just that's the way things were? And
I'm trying to think. Now, racial, I can't remember, maybe it did, but I don't remember. We didn't have no racial
mm-hmm.
tensions between the races. You know, like maybe we this
yeah.
group over here want to fight this group.
Yeah,
I don't think we did. Mm-hmm. It might have been, but I wasn't in it.
Yeah, gotcha. What made you decide to go join the Army?
Well, I was there back then. That was everybody's thing, really? Thinking, getting out of Roanoke. Mm-hmm. As soon as you graduated,
yeah,
going to the Army.
Yeah,
yeah, that's just the way of thinking back then.
That's kind of the way it happened. And you said you came back after the 5 years, or you mm-hmm. and then went to Richmond.
No, I stayed here about I got out of the Army in 65. Mm-hmm. And I stayed here. I didn't go to Richmond until September 75.
Okay.
So I stayed here a while.
Great. And then even just lastly here, I mean, if you want to speak about where you met, like, your wife, or said you met your wife and family.
I met her down where I was working. She worked there, I did. Same time I did.
What job was that?
At the prison.
It was corrections.
She worked in the school. She was a secretary.
Great. And then any kids?
I don't have any. She got some.
She got some? Mm-hmm. None. Great. Well, thanks. That's really just wanted to appreciate you coming and talking about everything. And then thank you.